Circumcision is a battle tactic. Because if I'm going to fight the battle, I want to have paid the price to fight the good fight of faith. I want to make sure that I've cut off enough of my pride and my arrogance and my flesh and my temperament and my attitude in order that when I'm in the fight, the devil can't bring up nothing. I don't want to give him anything to work with. I feel like preaching this morning. I don't want to give him anything to work with. There's some people in this room, God is getting ready to take you so high that you can't afford to play down low any longer. You don't want the enemy to have anything to work with because God is getting ready to take you to the... Who am I preaching to? Yeah, if I'm preaching to you, touch your neighbor and say something is about to happen. 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 I'm cleaning up stuff that I used to let go. I'm saying yes when I need to say yes and no when I need to say no, because something is about to happen. And you say I'm acting funny. Maybe I am, but something is about to happen in my life. Is there anybody in this place that understands the words that are coming out of my mouth? Circumcision is a principle. It's necessary. It was good that I've been afflicted. Had I not been afflicted, I would have never known the goodness of the Lord. Are there any mature Christians in here that can say it was good that I was afflicted? It was good that we broke up. It was good that you fell out with me. It was good that you left me. It was good that you fired me. It was good that the house didn't sell. It was good that things didn't work out. It was good. I want somebody to rejoice while you bleed. Y'all didn't hear me, I'm gonna say it again. I want somebody who can rejoice while you bleed. Rejoice while you're still bruised. Rejoice while you're still swollen. Rejoice while you're still in the hospital. I want somebody in this place that can see that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. And the Lord wanted you to be here this morning to say you're still on track. You're hurting, but you're still on track. You're swollen, but you're still on track. You're bleeding, but you're still on track. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. Somebody holler, it belongs to God. I feel the anointing walking up and down the aisles. I feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place. I feel handcuffs falling off. I hear chains falling to the ground. I see God opening up doors. This word is for you. Before you cross into the next dimension, there's some cutting that's got to be done. Get your scissors out. Snip, snip. It's time to cut away. Stop trying to be polite. Stop trying to fit in. Stop trying to get along. Whatever it takes to get to the next level, snip, snip. It may hurt, but I'm gonna cut. I might be lonely, but I'm gonna cut. I may cry myself to sleep, but it's gotta be cut. Now, I want you to understand this. Sit down. I'm still developing this just a little bit. Can I go deeper? I said, can I go deeper? You must understand that before they ever even got to the Jordan, they lost Moses. They lost Moses. The losing of Moses is a professional circumcision. the person who mentored you and fed you and brought you through the wilderness and brought you to where you need to be. It's a professional circumcision. No, Moses stays. I'm gonna say it to y'all, see if y'all get it. No, Moses stays. That's why you have to value them while you have them, because no, Moses stays. That's why parents don't outlive their children, because no, Moses stays. No, Elijah stays. No, Paul stays. No, Naomi stays. God puts people in your life to hold you up. Like jet propulsion, he puts them in your life to hold you up until you get to a certain height, and then they fall off. When our purpose is completed, our separations occur. It doesn't have to be a devil, it doesn't have to be a witch, it doesn't have to be Satan. It can be by design. The device attached to the top of a rocket is put there. It's called a payload fairing, and it's put on the top of the rocket, and when they put it on there, they know it's coming off. They put it on for it to come off. The standard payload fairing is typically a cone cylinder object at the top of the apparatus. Due to aerodynamics, it is put in place with the considerations that although other specialized fairings are in use, these are designed to come apart and fall off. The type of fairing that I'm talking about in the illustration, which separates into two halves upon jettisoning into place, is called a clamshell. Like a clam opens up and releases what's important on the inside, it is designed to come off. There are some people in your life that were there for a season and they were designed to come off. And when you get high enough, 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 things start coming apart. Things start falling off. Everything that wasn't necessary starts moving out of your way. It's because you're airborne now. I want to talk to some people that are airborne. And everybody that started with you is not staying with you. Everybody that launched with you is not staying with you. But you're right on track. God designed you that once you got to a certain height, they have gone as far as they can go. They have to come off for you to go to the next level. And you've been feeling like your life is falling apart. Your life is not falling apart. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do. It's the principles of circumcision. When you get so high, it's gotta come off. What the law said to circumcise a baby when it's 8 days old. But in Gilgal, these are grown men. If they would have got cut when they were supposed to, they wouldn't even remember it now. But everything you don't cut when you're supposed to cut it, the later you wait to cut it, the more it hurts. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, stay with me, stay with me. If I would have cut it when I was 20, I wouldn't be fighting with it in my 40s. If I'd have cut it when I was 40, I wouldn't be fighting with it when I'm 60. That's why the Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. The moment I tell you, let them go, let them go. Let Lot go, let his wife go, let him pick what he wants to pick, let him rip you off as long as they leave. The children of the bond wife will not inherit with the children of the married wife. Tell Hagar to get out of the house. All of this is circumcision. All throughout your life, if you look back over your life, every so often, something fell off. Every time you went a little further, something stepped off. Every time you climbed a little higher, something fell off. If ain't nothing falling off of you, you're in trouble. If everybody still likes you, you're in trouble. There ought to be something falling off of you because you're about to go into the next level. Touch your neighbor and tell them it hurt, but it's worth it. It hurt, but it's worth it. I cried, but it's worth it. I was in turmoil, but it's worth it. I was angry, but it's worth it. I had anxiety, but it's worth it. These light afflictions, which are but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. For we look not at the things that are seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. High five somebody and say, cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. You're going to the next level. Cut it off. God's about to do a new thing in your life. Cut it off. God's about to give you houses you didn't build. Cut it off. God's about to put you in the flow. You're about to step into the flow. You're about to step into the flow. You've been walking through dry places all your life, but God's about to put you in a place where the milk and honey is flowing in your direction. Somebody step into the flow.